to the British TV Watchlist, the podcast that covers Brit shows worth the binge from an American point of view. We've got insight and analysis into actors, characters, storylines, and entire series. If it's streaming on the telly, we've got thoughts. So pop the kettle on, settle in, and let's get started with another episode of the British TV Watchlist.
Aloha from beautiful Hawaii, the home of the Napali Coast on Kauai, delicious Manapua, and world-famous Diamond Head Crater. Hi there, it's Michael T. I consider myself to be a lifelong learner. I hope you are too. There are lessons to be learned everywhere, including British TV shows. I'm also a people watcher. I can sit at the shopping mall and people watch all day long. Watch enough TV and people, and you start to see patterns in behavior. Maybe these are TV staples that keep getting repeated, or maybe it's TV writers putting realistic behavior into the actions of their characters. Either way, there are lessons to be learned by paying close attention to the people you watch on TV. So today, on the British TV Watchlist podcast, five lessons I've learned from watching British TV. I've said this before and I'll say it again, the Brits produce the best TV mysteries. Many of them involve police detectives, and that means chase scenes. Constables or detective sergeants running after the bad guys. Have you ever noticed that rarely ever do higher-ranking detectives set out running to catch the thief? So many of them nod toward their lower-ranked colleagues and quietly order them to do the running. The Brokenwood Mysteries comes to mind. It's never Mike. He always sends Sims. So when the bad guy takes off on foot, watch where he goes. Sometimes they'll duck into a building. That's smart. They can hide or surreptitiously change direction and evade the constable. But no, what do these idiots do? They run upstairs. Seeking higher ground is good when you have territory to defend. You give yourself a higher vantage point, which allows you to see the attackers more clearly. Think castles and watchtowers. Height and elevation give you the defensive advantage. But when there's a chase scene, they run upstairs into the silo or toward the attic of a house. They're running into a dead end. And the only escape is out a window to certain death below. I can't tell you how many times I've said it out loud to the character on TV. Don't run upstairs. My wife is too sweet to say anything, but I know she's thinking, stop talking to the TV. That's lesson number one. If you find yourself being chased by a bad guy, avoid running up into a black hole where escape is impossible. Lesson number two is much more tame and has practical application for all of us. I'm sure you know about square pegs and round holes. Sometimes we try to fit the square peg into the round hole and we end up grinding the edges of the peg, destroying the peg forever. But what satisfaction when that square peg is paired with a perfectly squared, custom-fitted receptacle. It fits nicely and sits snugly where it's meant to be. Okay, the analogy may be weak, but the lesson is worthy. My point is, some people have a certain set of skills and abilities, but the jobs they're in don't necessarily take advantage of those skills. But when the situation changes and those superpowers are applied in new, more advantageous situations, everyone wins. The peg fits. There are two new TV shows in 2025 that fit this mold. One is Patience on PBS. Patience Evans works in the records department of the Yorkshire Police. She's buried in a department in the basement where no one has to deal with her quirkiness. She's out of sight, out of mind. It takes the instincts of the detective inspector to see the potential in Patience and actually use her savant-like abilities to help solve crimes. The other square peg round hole show is Ludwig. It was another breakout hit of 2025. John Ludwig Taylor is a puzzle designer. His twin brother, James, is a detective in the Cambridge Police Department. James goes missing. James's wife recruits John to pretend to be James and carry on like normal at his detective job. John doesn't know anything about police work, but he inserts himself into the team and, leaning on his mastery of puzzles, starts solving cases. Square peg, square hole. The lesson for us is that sometimes we're just not where we should be vocationally, but when we do find an activity or a line of work that matches our God-given abilities, angels sing. Bonus lesson here, don't discount what might seem weird or offbeat. Just because someone is different doesn't mean they're impaired or lesser. Being on the autism spectrum like patience is maybe outside the notion of normal, but neurodivergent people can still contribute mightily to society. If you're enjoying the British TV watch list and want to help keep the clues coming, consider supporting us on Patreon at British TV Watch List. Your support keeps the episodes flowing, the research sharp, and the kettle warm. As a patron, you'll receive shout-outs during future episodes, and you'll live with the quiet satisfaction of helping this cozy corner of British TV fandom thrive. We'll make sure each episode arrives like a perfectly brewed pot of Earl Grey, complete with a plot twist. Thank you for helping us solve the mysteries together. To join the case, visit patreon.com/British TV Watchlist. Lesson number 3. If you're in the UK and you're thinking of committing a crime, don't do it. On a moral basis, that's a duh. However, what I've learned from watching countless police procedural shows, from Vera to Lewis to Granite Harbor to the new Code of Silence, CCTV is everywhere. CCTV is closed-circuit television. It was invented in the 1940s. Government installation started in earnest in the 80s, and in the 90s, the British government spent about £200 million, which is about $268 million, beefing up their camera efforts. Today, the UK has as many as 6 million cameras in operation. They use it for traffic monitoring and enforcement, public safety, and crowd control. And 95% of all murder cases investigated by Scotland Yard utilize CCTV. Don't do it. The UK police force will see you and they will find you. Okay, on to lesson number 4. If you're like me and my wife, you try to figure out two things while watching a murder mystery. Who's getting murdered and who's the culprit? We don't spend too much time on the method, but we've learned a thing or two. Lately, I've seen a lot of shows on BritBox and Acorn TV where the victim is foaming at the mouth or has some whitish residue around the lips. That almost always means cyanide poisoning. Cyanide poisoning is one of the most dramatic and deadly tools in the mystery writer's arsenal. It's fast-acting and nearly impossible to detect in time to save the victim. Cyanide shuts down the body's ability to use oxygen, leading to seizures, cardiac arrest, and sometimes the telltale smell of bitter almonds, though not everyone can detect it. Crime dramas often exaggerate the symptoms of foaming at the mouth and sudden collapse, but the real danger lies in its invisibility. Whether slipped into a drink or hidden in a capsule, cyanide delivers a swift and sinister end, making it a favorite in everything from Agatha Christie to modern thrillers. It doesn't take much. A pinch, think smaller than a grain of rice, can kill a 150-pound man in a matter of minutes. Obviously, acquiring it is nearly impossible. It's highly regulated. I'm not sure what lesson number 4 is, aside from be wary if you suddenly smell bitter almonds in your midst. Not so fun fact, approximately 50 to 70% of murders by women in the U.S. are attributed to poisoning. Finally, lesson number 5 is more of a PSA for law enforcement worldwide. Police deserve our respect. How many jobs require the employee to put their life on the line every single day? Not many. Police, fire, military, for sure. I don't know if you've noticed this, many British TV shows portray a disregard for police on the part of the general public. There seems to be a lack of trust, feelings of inadequacy and ineffectiveness, and a general but fierce feeling of disdain. I get it. The victims are probably feeling frustrated at the lack of progress. The police can't act soon enough when you're violated. But by and large, they're trying. No one is going to be perfect. But we can all step back, ratchet down the critical rhetoric, let them do their job, and give them the respect they deserve. That's it for this episode. Please comment, review, like, and share. We would love to hear the feedback. Shout out to our new listeners in New Bedford, Massachusetts, the Gold Coast in Australia, Phoenix, Arizona, and cities around the world. It means everything to podcasters like me when a new red dot shows up on the map of listeners. We really appreciate it. We hope you enjoy the British TV Watchlist. Until next time, cheers.
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Theme music provided by Alpha Music. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.